Death by Firing Squad for Islamists Who Beheaded Scandinavian Backpackers. By Victoria Friedman on July 19, 2019. Three radical Islamic terrorists who beheaded two female backpackers in the Atlas Mountains in Morocco have been sentenced to death by firing squad. Carpenters Yunus Waziyad and Rashida Fadi and street merchant Abd Esamad Ejjad were sentenced on Thursday for the murders of Marin Erland, 28, from Norway, and Louisa Vesterager Jespersen, 24, from Denmark. A fourth man, Kayali Abderrahman, was sentenced to life imprisonment, while another 19 accomplices were given prison terms ranging from 5 to 30 years, reports Sky News. Marin and Louisa, who were flatmates at Norway's Bo University, had been backpacking, unguided, in the area to the south of Marrakesh when they were murdered whilst camping at the base of the range's tallest mountain, Mount Tubakal, in December 2018. An anti-terrorism court in Sale, near Rabat, had heard that the men had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State before the murders. While French media reported that Ejjad had served a prison sentence in Morocco for trying to join Islamic State in Syria and had been released in 2015. During the trial, Ejjad, an underground imam believed to be the ringleader of the terror cell, had said, "We loved Islamic State and prayed to God for it." The Islamist also said that he had planned a number of terror attacks, including on churches and synagogues, but chose instead to kill the two Scandinavian women. The court heard that the men took 4 days to identify the women as their targets, choosing Marin and Louisa because other tourists were accompanied by guides. The three terrorists filmed the decapitations and posted them online. Their bodies were found on December 17, and the postmortems revealed 23 injuries to Louisa's body and 7 on Marin's. Authorities do not believe the murders were directed by Islamic State, and said that the ISIS supporters had not been in contact with any militants in war zones. Prosecutors described Afadi, 33, Ejjad, 25, and Waziyad, 27, as bloodthirsty monsters, with prosecutor Khalid El-Kurdaudi telling the jury, "We can't be lenient toward these human beasts." Morocco has not executed a criminal since 1993, after the country introduced a moratorium on capital punishment that year. The defense had called for leniency during the trial, alleging that there had been mitigating circumstances on account of their precarious social conditions and psychological disequilibrium, with their lawyer saying on Thursday that he would be appealing the death sentences. The summer of 2017 also saw a number of fatalities at tourist hotspots. In June, Al-Qaeda-linked gunmen killed 5 at a tourist resort in Mali. In July, an Egyptian man reportedly shouting that he wanted to kill foreigners fatally stabbed 2 tourists and wounded 4 others at a Red Sea resort. And in August, Islamist extremist gunmen killed 18 at a Turkish restaurant popular with tourists in Burkina Faso. In June 2015, 38 people were killed when a terrorist opened fire at a popular resort in Tunisia, with Islamic State saying they were behind the attack. Of the fatalities, 30 were British, 2 were Irish, 2 German, 1 Belgian, 1 Portuguese, and 1 Russian. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.